I didn't hear anything.
Oh, God, Marilyn. It's him.
There is nothing there, David. Understand?
I just came up, just before you came home. And he's right behind me now.
He doesn't exist. He is all in your mind, David.
He's coming. Don't you understand? He always knows where I am. Every step I make, he makes.
What do you want from me?
Please, David, calm down.
No! Get away from me! Get away!
Nightfall. Ah. Good evening, my dear friends. I'm your host, Frederick Hand. Are you alone? Are you sure? Well, tonight we survive a near catastrophe and walk away without any pain. But care must be taken. Behind every silver lining is a very dark cloud. This evening's offering is called Footsteps, a story by Canadian playwright Larry Leclerc. The director is William Lane. And the actors are David McElraith, Janet Lane Green, Les Carlson, and Graham Batchelor. So, sit for a while, dear listener. Take off your shoes and join us for Nightfall.
Understatement of the century.
Ah, come on, David. It's just a contract.
Just a contract? This is the contract, Marilyn. The contract that'll make Thurston Radner the biggest independent ad agency in the entire city.
All right. Calm down. You can tell me all about it over at lunch, all right?
Well, speak of the devil.
What?
Across the street, see? Hey, Radner!
Oh, yeah, well, what did he think of the whole thing?
He doesn't know yet. God, I can't wait to tell him. Radner! Just a sec, honey.
Hey, we better cross at the light.
Radner!
David!
Hey,
Dave! Hey, God! Radner, wait up!
Directly into the light? Look, hasn't this gone far enough? I'm just trying to see if your pupils are dilated to be here.
Everybody's a comedian.
Okay, good. Now the other eye.
I feel fine, Brady.
Dr. Brady to you, chum.
Look, it was a big truck. I got a hell of a scare, and that's about it.
No? And what about the bruise on your forehead? Where'd you get that? A pillow fight?
Well, you knock it off. It didn't even give me a headache.
So you're lucky. Some people have thick skulls.
Look, I've got better things to do than sit around this hospital all day listening to your wisecracks. I've got a business to run.
Not today, you don't.
What?
Would you rather I kept you here for further observation? Now listen, David, you've had a very close call. You were knocked unconscious.
No, I fainted. I looked up and I saw that truck bearing down on me and I got such a scare I passed out. That's all.
You were brought in here by ambulance.
Look, don't blame me because I got a hysterical wife. Christ, when I came to, she and Radner were standing in the middle of the street, screaming at that poor truck driver like it was the end of the world or something.
If that poor truck driver hadn't had perfect brakes, it would have been the end of the world, David. Now, you're lucky to be alive. And if there's one thing I know about luck, it's not to press it, okay?
You're the doctor.
Now, that's exactly what I keep telling my wife. She thinks it's just an excuse to get women to take their clothes off. Okay, now, Marilyn's waiting outside. Let her drive you home. And when you get there, I want you to relax. Take it easy. and get a good night's sleep. Do you think you can handle that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, don't look so glum, okay? Believe me, taking the rest of the day off is not the worst thing in the world, David. I mean, count your blessings, for God's sake. This was your lucky day.
What is it?
They're coming, Marilyn. They're coming.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, God, it's here.
David, stop it. Here. Here. Look, the light's on. See? There's nothing here, David. Everything's just the same as always.
I don't understand.
You're just having a nightmare.
No.
Sure. Just all the excitement. Come on, David. How many times does a guy get a promotion and get hit by a truck all in one day?
No.
David, just calm down, all right?
I know what I heard, Marilyn. He was right here in this room. He was here.
Then why didn't I hear anything? I was always a lighter sleeper than you.
This door must have been opened.
Well, you can't tell me I wouldn't have heard that. That door's loud enough to wake the dead.
It must have opened. I mean, how else could he get in?
Who? Look at David. There is no way on earth I wouldn't have heard that door open. I mean, maybe if you had fixed it, it wouldn't have given you nightmares.
I wasn't dreaming. I was wide awake. I mean, you don't know what it was like, Marilyn. I couldn't think. I was completely petrified. I've never been so scared in my life.
It just had to be a dream, David. There's no one here. I didn't hear anything.
No, I'm wrong.
What?
When I said I've never been so scared in my life, I was wrong. I have been that scared before. This afternoon. That's what it felt like. It was the same feeling I had the instant I looked up and saw that truck.
David. Look, why don't you just come back to bed, okay? It's gone now, whatever it was. I mean, you've got to get some sleep. You know what Dr. Brady said. Come on, you look exhausted. Please?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There. That's it. You just try to relax, okay? Don't worry. By tomorrow, you'll be able to laugh about the whole thing.
You wouldn't say that if you'd heard them.
Heard what, David?
Footsteps. Upstairs, down the hall, right into the room. Just footsteps.
Hmm. That's funny.
Why?
Well, you were screaming. He's here. Ever since I woke up, you've been talking about him being in the room. Well, if you didn't see anything, how do you know it was a he?
I guess I don't know, do I?
No, you don't.
Well, then, how can I be so certain? Now, where did she put that file? Yeah, okay. I'll be right with you.
David Thurston?
Yeah. Now, what can I do? Holy Mother of God. Radner? What the hell's going on around here? Somebody's got a sick sense of humor.
What's going on?
That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know what...
Did anyone come by here just now?
Why? What happened?
Just answer the question.
Okay. No, nobody went by.
You're sure?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
What about Marilyn? Was anyone talking to her this morning?
Well, no, not that I'm aware of. God, Dave, what happened? You're white as a sheet.
I was in the office, right? Filing. And someone came in. So I turned around to see who it was, and... Well, there was nobody there.
Well, how did you know somebody came in?
Footsteps.
Jeez, Dave, you gotta relax. Yeah, I mean, I've heard tell of guys letting their work go to their head, but this is ridiculous.
Not funny.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. I was only trying to...
I'm sure the door was closed.
So?
It was open when I turned around and I...
Well, for God's sake, Dave, calm down.
He knew my name, Radner. He knew my name. Oh, God.
Jeez, Dave, maybe you better go lie down or something, huh?
I don't know.
Listen, how about I drive you home, okay? You can take the rest of the day off. Get a break from this place, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You know what it is. It's that thing with the truck yesterday. I mean, when I looked up over and saw you running across the street with that truck about to blindside you, I was sure you'd be killed. I mean, nobody could come that close to cashing in their chips without it having some effect on them. No one.
David?
Marilyn? Take off your shoes.
What?
Don't argue, just do it.
Okay. They're off. Can I come on?
Quietly. That's it. Real soft. I can't hear a thing. She's walking up the same goddamn stairs he did, and I can't hear a thing.
Are you all right, honey?
Why
didn't you call me?
Well, I wanted to be alone for a while.
Well, you should have called. You know I'd come straight home.
Who called? Radner?
Yes. He started asking all kinds of questions. How serious is it? How long has he been like this? I had to ask him what the hell he was talking about.
Probably been waiting for something like this to happen. I crack up, he takes over.
What is it, David? Or footsteps?
I know... There has to be a rational explanation for this, Marilyn. I know it. If I could just figure it out, just understand what it is.
I know.
I am not crazy, Marilyn. I know I'm not.
Of course you're not crazy, David. But you have to try to calm down. You're sitting there with white knuckles like you're holding on for dear life. You're in a cold sweat. You're white as a sheet.
That's what Radner said. That's what everybody said.
David... They said it because it's true. You look frightened half to death.
If you could just hear him, Marilyn. The way he comes out of nowhere. The way he comes for me. Never away from me. It's like he wants something from me. If I could just figure out what it is he wants.
Sweetheart, it's the accident. It's gotta be. I knew you shouldn't have gone to work this morning. You're having some sort of delayed reaction. Something to do with your hearing, maybe.
Delayed reaction.
Exactly. I'm sure it's not uncommon, David.
I move, he moves.
Pardon?
I don't just hear any footsteps, Marilyn. I hear one set of footsteps. Don't you see? He knows where I am. Like he's tracking me. Every time I move, he moves. Delayed reaction, see? Only every time he moves, he gets closer and closer and... Why? Oh, Dear God in heaven, Marilyn, why is this happening to me?
Please, honey, you can't keep torturing yourself like this.
What was that?
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, God, Marilyn. It's him.
There is nothing there, David. Understand?
I just came up, just before you came home. And he's right behind me now.
He doesn't exist. He is all in your mind, David.
He's coming. Don't you understand? He always knows where I am. Every step I make, he makes.
What do you want from me?
Please, David, calm down.
No! Get away from me! Get away!
David, please, it's all right.
No! I know, Marilyn, I know what he wants. He's trying to frighten me, Marilyn. He's trying to scare me to death.
Okay, David. That's it.
Well?
Look, I'm not advising this just as your doctor, okay? In this case, I think I can speak as someone who truly has your best interests at heart. Believe me, David, if I thought there was any other way...
No, I am not insane.
I agree with you.
Then why do you want to put me away?
I don't want to put you away, David. I want to find out what the hell is wrong with you, treat it, and send you back out into your life. Now, unless I admit you to a hospital where you can be treated with all the means at my disposal...
Oh, no. I know what that means. You want to lock me up in a padded cell and throw away the key.
Why? Why would I want to do that?
Because you don't know.
Oh.
Because you've given me every test you can think of. I've had so many people look into my ears, I feel like Dumbo the elephant.
David.
And you still don't know what the hell's wrong with me. So rather than admit you don't know, you want to lock me up and write the whole thing off as a complete mental collapse, right?
No, believe me, that's the last thing I want to do. But I simply cannot keep giving you Valium and Noludar and prescribing bed rest when I see it's not doing any good. Do you understand me, David? If I don't act now, if I don't hospitalize you, then, in my opinion, your condition will continue to deteriorate until you do have a complete mental collapse. David, I simply don't have enough to go on. All I've been able to determine is that you're a young man in good health, happily married, a successful job, by all appearance, perfectly normal in social development. One day, you had a rather bad scare and a traffic mishap. And whether that was the cause or not, you began to suffer from a rather rare and extremely severe form of sensory delusion. Now, there is simply no reason why you should suddenly start to hear footsteps, David. Well, no physical reason, and as far as I can determine, no mental reason.
Right. And that must tell you something, doesn't it? They're not delusions. They're real. I know they're real.
Well, then you must be able to understand why you have to be admitted to a hospital where we can keep you under constant surveillance. Where you can begin further testing, systematic analysis. Where you can be made to feel safe.
Safe? I think it matters to them where you put me. They'll find me, Dr. Brady. It doesn't matter if you took me and buried me under the North Pole. They'd still find me. They always do. They're going to keep on finding me until they scare me to death. That's what they want. Those footsteps want to follow me right into the grave.
Listen, David. I'll tell you what. Let's give it one more day, okay? If nothing develops, well, one day, more or less, shouldn't make a critical difference.
Why? What do you want me to do?
Nothing. You go home and you try to relax and... we'll see what we can do, okay?
Well, sure. But, I mean, I don't understand.
Well, let me put it this way. In the normal practice of psychiatry, it's always best to have the treatment fit the condition. And, well, in this case, David, the condition seems completely abnormal. In fact, it seems utterly bizarre.
Happened again?
Oh, I'm so glad you could come. Dr. Brady's in there with him now.
Is he all right?
It can't go on. He can't go on. Not like this. Something has to give. I mean, he's coming apart.
Shh. help, Marilyn. Don't worry.
Don't worry. My husband's either losing his mind or he's being attacked by some sort of thing, and you say don't worry?
Well, doctor?
I gave him a sedative. A pretty strong one, too, so don't expect him to stay awake for long.
Radner's the name, Dr. Brady. I'm a friend of David's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Brady, this is Dick Radner.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, I better get in there and see if there's anything he needs.
Want some coffee?
No, thanks. Keeps me awake.
Isn't that the point?
The point?
Well, I mean, shouldn't somebody stay awake?
Why?
Well, in case Marilyn needs any help.
Radner, I just put enough Noludar into that man to drop a horse. She won't need any help. Well, not tonight, anyway.
You sure?
This thing's got you spooked, too, has it?
Sure it has. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it or anything. I've known Dave Thurston half my life. He's solid as a rock. I mean, he's the last person in the world I'd expect to go headfirst off a deep end.
Well, I checked him over. All his vital signs are perfectly normal.
Well, they must be the only thing around here that are. Doctor, what in hell is going on with him?
Radner! Dr. Brady!
Marilyn, what
What's
is it?
Wrong?
He's gone.
What?
I checked the bedroom, the bathroom. He's just gone. He must have gone through the bedroom window.
That's impossible.
Let's go, Doctor.
If he's not there, then we phone the police. Agreed?
Yes, but how do we know
We don't know, Marilyn. Neither does he. But if my guess is right, he left the house tonight for one reason. To find whatever it is and to face it. I've known Dave a long time. I know what he's like. If he wants to find this thing, there's only one place he can start.
Okay. Just hurry. One more attack like this afternoon and... He feels so alone.
Don't worry, Marilyn. We'll find him. Right, Doctor?
I'm not here as a doctor, Radner. I'm here as a friend.
They don't know him like I do. They don't even believe he exists. But he'd find me. He'd always find me. Why doesn't he come? I know he wanted me to come here. I could feel it. Just like I felt him trying to choke me with fear. There. All right. You wanted me here. You got me here. No doctors, no sedatives could stop me. I came, understand? Not because you wanted, because I wanted. You think I can't take it. But you can't frighten me. You understand? You can't have me. I'm sane, you understand that? I am not crazy. And I'm not afraid. You can't win. I will not die. No.
Duplicate that feeling, that moment. Why? Why are you doing this to me?
I
once have.
What are you talking about? Answer me. What's your name?
David Thurston.
No! No, get away from me! Get away!
David!
Get him! I stopped in time.
Get an ambulance.
Comprehend, my God!
Come on, David. You can do it.
Please, David, please.
Breathe, David. Breathe.
Sweetheart, can you hear me? Come on, David.
God damn it, David. You're in perfect health. For the love of God, man, breathe.
Oh, my God, no.
Footsteps don't kill people. David!
Do something.
I mean, I don't know what to do. He's not hurt. There's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, no.
It's like something just reached in and stopped his heart.
Okay, there's a hospital a couple of blocks away. They'll be right here. How is he?
He's dead, Radnor.
What? No. He can't be. Dave!
I've never seen anything like it. He was a young guy, in perfect health. There's no reason why.
They must have caught up to him.
What? Footsteps don't kill people.
He came back here to the scene of the accident.
What are you getting at?
You know, Brady, in a way, he was already dead.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't expect you to believe it. It doesn't matter. I believe it.
I believe he was hit by a truck last week, and part of him died right here on this street. What happened tonight, I want to believe it had to happen. I mean, how else could he ever rest in peace?
God damn thing scared him to
sometimes, my friends, it's not always in your best interest to get yourself together. Here's who was involved in tonight's play.
Footsteps was written by Larry LeClaire. It starred David McElraith as David Thurston and featured Janet Lane Green as Marilyn, Les Carlson as Radnor, and Graham Batchelor as Dr. Brady. The sound engineer was Derek Stubbs, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Peggy Estee. Footsteps was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. Executive producer for the series is Don Kowalczyk.
Next time we meet, we try to get a handle on our past in Lifeline by Edmonton writer Frank Moore. Until then, this is Frederick Hammond. From Nightfall.
This is CBC Radio.